This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
We've talked about it over and over again, how sometimes there are things that you talk to people about and there are messages that are better conveyed voice to voice rather than over text, because sometimes text doesn't have that inflection, right? It doesn't have that little accent that's on there, because in this here language, sometimes you can say the same word, but it means two different things.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. Let's toss that aside and just look at the word doofus, a person who lacks good sense or judgment. Other similar words for doofus? Lunatic, idiot, fool, moron, jackass, simpleton, nitwit, ninny, nincompoop, featherhead, dunce, dork, pinhead, scatterbrain, blockhead, or my personal favorite, schnook. Don't worry, if I happen to call you one of these names, I really mean the same thing. Dumbass.
Fantastic. So these are English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. I'm going to give you guys the description, the two descriptions of the one word.
Okay.
You guys let me know what it is. We're doing Jeopardy style here. This is in no particular order. So this noun, this word is either a noun that is the name of the place where you live, or a verb that means to direct a speech to someone. This is an A word that is either a noun that's the name of the place where you live.
Abode.
Not abode, no. Or to direct a speech to someone.
Direct a speech.
Speech. It's something that you write on the outside of an envelope.
Address.
All right. Or an address.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Right. The stress boy, right?
Right.
See, just like you were saying with Jeopardy.
Got this it. Is right. Now that I can figure out the category, right. I got a better chance, but I already lost the $200 on the first.
That's okay. $200 clue doesn't count. That's the easy one that gets you gets you on there. Okay. Right. So this C word either means a disagreement, or it is a verb that means to be incompatible with. This C word either means a disagreement, or it means to, or a verb that is incompatible with.
Conflict.
Oh,
right. All right.
You say them different, but they're spelled the same, you see.
Okay, again, these are English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. This D word is either a noun that's a large area of dry land, or a verb that means to abandon something.
Dessert or desert.
Correct.
Even though there is a dessert with two S's.
Right, yes.
Right.
Right, because if you say dessert as I'm eating it, it's two S's. If I'm deserting you, it's still one S.
Correct.
But it's a
desert.
That
would screw me up.
That's the point with text, right?
Right, because the whole thing was like, dessert has two S's because it's twice as sweet, right? Mm-hmm. That was the whole trick to get us to do that. Yeah. But when you desert someone...
It's one S, but it's still the word dessert.
I would write the wrong dessert.
Which also, by the way, not twice as sweet if you feel deserted.
This I word either is a noun that's a substance producing a pleasant smell when it is burning, or it is a verb that means to get somebody very angry.
Incensed.
Well done,
Miles.
It's either incense or incense, which is weird. You're saying the same sounds.
Well, it's kind of like incense or incense.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. This P word is either an adjective that means excellent or precise, or it's a verb that means to make flawless.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Ah, perfect. Yes. Okay.
Well done there, Miles. Miles, get it. These are English words that change their meaning depending on their stress placement. Another P word here. It is either a noun that is someone whose sexual behavior is considered unacceptable, or a verb that means to change something in a bad way.
Pervert.
Well done. You nailed it. This R word is either a verb that means to fight against an authority, or a noun that is a person who is fighting against the authority.
Rebel or rebel?
Correct.
Star Wars narrative.
We're on Family Feud. I can feel it.
Rebel Wilson.
English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. Another R word. It is a noun that is the extreme value of an achievement, or a verb that means to put information into a physical medium.
What letter?
R word.
R word. Give it again.
Record or record?
Well done, Steve. This is an S word. That is a noun that is part of something and also has a geometric figure consisting of two points connected by a straight line, or a verb that means to divide into pieces. An S word. It's a part of something, or it divides something.
Section?
Very close. Segment.
Segment.
Or segment.
Yeah. Whoops. I mean, sorry.
English words that change their meaning depending on the stress placement. A U word. That is a verb that means to make somebody feel unhappy, or a noun that is a situation connected with difficulties.
Give me the first definition again.
To make someone feel unhappy, or is a situation connected with difficulties. It could also mean when an underdog wins.
Upset.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
That's right there.
English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. An A word, which is a noun that is a characteristic of something, or a verb that means to express that something that was created by someone. That's an odd way to put that.
So what was the first clue?
A characteristic of something, or a word that means to express that something was created by someone.
Artwork?
No.
A characteristic.
That's probably the best way to go about this. It's an A word. It's a characteristic of something, or you're expressing that something was created by somebody. You're giving them credit for it, or you're attributing it to them.
Attribute.
Right.
A C word, a verb that means to bring together, or a noun that is a shorter name for a type of harvester.
It's a piece of
harvesting equipment. It's a shorter name for that, or it means to bring together. It's a C word.
Cultivate.
Oh, you're very close.
Conjugate.
Oh, you're so close. They call this big old machine a combine.
Combine.
NFL combine.
There you go. Well done. English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. Another C word. I got two left for you. A C word that is a verb meaning to press or squeeze together. Or a C word that is a noun that's a piece of cloth applied to a body part.
Compress.
Very good. Well done, sir.
Nice.
And then here's your last chance. The English words that change their meaning depending on stress placement. An E word. It's either a verb meaning to go with somebody in order to protect or guard them. Or a noun that's a person or group of people who lead somebody. A lot of dudes will hire women.
Escort.
So there you go. There was some English words that changed.
You gave a better clue.
I did. Yeah. Sometimes I didn't get all the best clues here.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door. Fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.